Welcome back, everyone. We have Miss Chandra Gore. I'm giving you some more. Everybody get ready for what's in store. Miss Gore is an entrepreneur in today's world of honoring the Black women in America. We want to recognize her brand, what she's doing, where is she in the world. I present to you Miss Chandra Gore. Are you with us on the line?
I am with you. I feel regal right now.
Yes.
You are. Feel queen-like.
Tell the people, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Virginia, but I'm originally from South Carolina, Horry County.
I'm from Sumter, South Carolina. Hold up. We didn't know this before this moment.
Yes, ma'am. Born in Conway Hospital in Horry County.
Wow.
That is my hometown. This is what made me who I am.
Small world. Yes.
I know.
So what are you, my first question is, what is the name of your brand and why did you start becoming a boss? Why did you get off these people's plantation and start working for yourself? Tell us what your brand is and why you started it.
Well, I actually started being an entrepreneur when because my father was an entrepreneur. So it just kind of was my birthright to being, to being a self-made person. Like, not self-made in a way that people didn't help me, but self-made in pulling myself by my bootstraps and doing what was necessary. And so I never thought I would work for anybody because of that. You know, I never wanted to. I always wanted to make sure I had an extra income. So I started a little small landscaping company with my dad when I was like 11, 12 years old. And then when I turned 18, I launched a catering company. I closed that when my dad passed away or whatever. But in between the meantime, I was helping other people launch their business with Birth Chandra Gore Consulting. So that's where it came from. And then from Chandra Gore Consulting came my production company, SCM Productions, my community organization, Urban Flight Foundation, my comedy festival, the Greater Northern Virginia Comedy Festival, and my radio station that I'm kind of getting together and finally launching to the masses. So yeah, like, I have multiple brands up under my business, so that's pretty much me. Oh, and Conversations of Chan. That's the flip side for people to get to know me as a person.
Wow, you are a phenomenal woman. When Maya Angelou said those words, she birthed people like the same way Keith Sweat songs gave birth to children. You are truly a phenomenal woman. Can you break each brand down? Tell us the name of the brands. Go through the consulting, the services. You are so many layers. Tell us about each and every one of them.
So Chandra Gore Consulting is my business consulting public relations firm. I help people to launch their businesses, and then if they choose to go along with what I'm doing, what I've helped them to do, then we go on to the public relations side of getting the brand out to the masses. And so I birth your business, and then I showcase the Bay business to the world with that business. With SCM Productions, I produce comedic events, and I showcase different talent, and I also put it on Amazon. I have an Amazon series that's coming, and so I'm going to start producing virtual comedy events as well, because even though I sold them out in person, now that COVID-19 is here, you know, I do that part. Now I'm doing the virtual side. So that's pretty much that one. And then when I launched the Greater Northern Virginia Comedy and Film Festival 2019, I wanted to show that there could be more women producers doing stuff. So I wanted to make sure there was a festival that was inclusive of everybody from all walks of comedy, but also show that as a woman, I could put it together and stand on my own without having, without the politics that usually happen with comedy festivals. And then the Urban Flight Foundation, my community was lacking the knowledge of what was going on that would benefit the people of the community. So I wanted to fill that gap because there were social services and stuff that were available to some people, but they had no clue that it was there. So I wanted to be able to let them know you could register to vote easily. You could go get food resources. You could go get clothing resources. In the wintertime, there was resources to help them pay their bills and stuff like that. So, but they didn't know where to get that, so I wanted to make sure they had that. And that's where the Urban Flight Foundation was birthed. Accelerate Radio Network was supposed to be launched in 2018. Life happened, so I had to put a shelf it. But now, since everyone is home, it's time for me to go ahead and put it out there and let people know there's a platform that they can come on and put their content to, you know, to share it with more people just than outside of their region. And so that's where that came from. And then Conversations with Chan is my personal brand, so people can get to know the woman behind all of those other brands by giving business tips on my podcast. I write on medium.com. I have a YouTube channel where I interview people and post the, you know, the interviews. And then I also shop, you know, I have a whole affiliate side where I'm showcasing the things that I like to buy. So I love it so much that I became affiliate for certain things. So I tell people to shop with Chan. And I also tell people that they can check out my bookshelf. So it's so many different things that make up me. And having the different platforms, you know, kind of ties it all in to one person, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Oh, wait. I forgot. I do have a partnership called the PR Collective DC. I'm so sorry. It is so crazy because I didn't mean to forget it. There was a lack of community within Black publicists. So I partnered with another publicist so that as a collective, we can serve more people and also educate other publicists as well. So, yeah. This is...
This girl is on fire. When we're looking at the element of what it takes to be self-sustainable, most millionaires have 5 different businesses. Every time we're on this show, we're trying to encourage people to start one business. And here you come, this phenomenal woman out here, young millennial, doing the doggone thing and doing it in many levels. So for people who are out here who want to start a business, public relations, it's almost like if you can cook chicken really good, but you don't know business and you want to open a restaurant, without the two coming together, it will fail. So in, as far as public relations, and where can people go to, what website can people come to you and get help on building their brand?
My website is chandragoreconsulting.com. That way you can see the services that I offer, but I don't have to cookie cutter. I'm not a cookie cutter boutique. I'm not a cookie cutter firm. I like to talk to people before so that I can serve them best. So if someone's reaching out and they want to want a publicist, I will look at your whole entire brand before I say, okay, yes, I can work with you. Because some people aren't ready to have a publicist, and they need their brand and their image massaged a little bit. I'm very transparent in telling people exactly that before I start working with them. So if you go on the website, you complete the questionnaire, you book your consulting, your consultation, and then that will take it from there.
All right. Oh, so would you recommend a public relations person for people who write books?
Yes, I actually do that. So that is something that I coach people through as well, publishing and also creating a marketing plan and a public thing. It's in a box, like public relations in a box for a book, because a lot of times you don't need a big firm behind you to do that. And you also can self-publish. So I walk people through that whole process.
Excellent. Take notes, people. I'm definitely going to add your website to the link so everyone on all platforms that is listening out here can go to www.chandragore.com and get this information. Now, producing comedic events. Every time we go through disparities in our country or just world history, comedy and Hollywood are the healing bombs. So I commend you on being able to pivot in your business platform to offer people that virtual alignment. When Dave Chappelle recently did the one that we saw virtually and it was just exclusion, scarcity is more. Is there anyone out there that we might recognize who's been on a platform with you for this comedic journey?
Wow. I've had Ty Davis sell out a show. She is the Cougar Whisperer, the Cub Whisperer. She is the epitome of, she's amazing. Like, she's one of those female comedians that is rising so fast. So, yeah, Ty Davis is one. I've worked with, Marsha Warfield. Wow, that was my first
from Night Court
name. Yes. Ooh. And you know, she had the show with, she did the show with Richard Pryor. So for me, like, I was in awe meeting her, talking to her. We did a whole interview and stuff. And for her to say, yeah, I'll come and do your show, that was, to me, that was the end all to be all.
Wow. That is amazing.
I know, right?
And it's so important.
That's my auntie in my head.
We gotta, like, honor these people. I remember her growing up and give, like my mama said, give them their flowers while they're living. Check on them. Keep them up and going, doing the thing that they enjoy the most. Ooh, mashallah. So with these virtual comedy events, people can also go to your website. The same website is that chandragore.com. Or would it be a different website?
It'll be a different website. I'll put up a landing page. That's coming soon. But if you follow SDM Productions 1 on Instagram or SDM Productions 1 on Facebook, you'll see them come up.
All right. Follow on Instagram. Keep up and coming with what's going on. What I love about this platform is the Caribbean radio show is the knowledge station. So we know that a lot of times people have million views when it comes to some ratchet reality TV, but we're in a new reality. For everyone out there who watch Empire, you cannot have an empire unless you have ownership. So Chandra, darling, we commend you for this. Now the Urban Play Foundation, this is something that's a phenomenal thing to hear about, giving back to the community. Tell us.
Yeah, because
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, please. I want to know more about it.
The Urban Flight Foundation. The name actually came from people actually leaving the major urban areas and being here in Stafford County, which is a rural area. So it was like an urban flight from major cities like D.C., parts of Maryland, Pennsylvania, Philly, like all these places. They were like, it was a migration here. So a lot of people were stuck in an area where they're used to being able to walk across the street and do stuff to a place where they actually got to get a cab or have a car. So that's culture shock for anybody. So I wanted to be able to help them adjust to coming to a rural area where you have to walk like a mile or two to get to a store. So...
Now, that's a whole blueprint within itself that should be duplicated in each and every state. Simply because slavery was over in 1865, there should be some type of flight program that if I reached out to a homegirl in Virginia and you're able to tell me, not only can we get you set up with the knowledge and resources that's available in this demographic, but hey, here's a, you want to rent a house or an apartment building, inside a building, we got black on everything. Oh, that black person owns that building. So that, you know, this, if you're someone out there, go to ChandraGore.com. Get consultations on how you, if your community does not have a flight program, an urban flight program, this is the, it sounds like the answer to gentrification, right?
In a way, I'm so, like, I do think so. You know, because it makes more sense to help people get acclimated to certain areas. It's because people, you gotta understand, when they push these people out of their community and place them somewhere that doesn't even make sense, I get so angry sometimes when I just think about it.
So, you know, One of the things I'm hearing from you is the need for our people. This time around that COVID has sat us down, put us in timeout. Next time around, whether it's politics or just whatever is going on in the world, we must be proactive and not reactive. By that, I mean, go be active in the community, sit in the meeting, get on the boards, the community boards.
Hello.
Be at the town hall meetings, because it is like a cancer that's sitting there and ignoring it. It festers, it grows. We can come together and cut this thing out, but you can no longer allow people who have done nothing to sit and hold power in those seats. This summer has taught all of us, if you want to do anything, you're going to react about the urban flight, oh, woe is me. Are you going to be proactive and say, hey, I know information, let me share it? This is women's empowerment, sis. This is how we get together and build, because we did birth it all. Now, this Accelerate Radio Network, this is near and dear to my heart because we are on a radio station. I worked in radio when I was 14 years old, and this is something that should never phase out. You are providing people of color with a safe haven, something that's owned by us, that looks like us from the foundation. Mm-hmm. And what can we do on this global level, these 2.3 million kings and queens listening out there, what can we do to nurture this? Because this is not just your baby. This is a gift to us as an entire black global community of self-sustainability. What does it take? What do you need for us to do to make this successful?
I want people to be able to reach out and provide content that's helpful instead of sensational, you know, like the gossip and stuff like that. So I'm offering it as a platform, like there's an investment, you know, but it's like nominal, it's like $20. But you actually can go live or you can send me a recorder. Like these are things, like I want to make sure people are sending out things that make you think and feed your mind with positive. So this is the point of why I wanted to have Accelerate, because you want to. The word accelerate means to push forward or to have momentum, right? I would like to keep us going that way and growing and understanding that there's always forward, not we don't go back. So that is my key for that. And that's why I want people to understand when they come and they want to put their content on, it has to be forward progression. I don't want the gossip. I don't want the negative, you know?
All right, so here's a pop quiz. I got a pop quiz for you. The people want to know, will this radio network give us information on how to start a business?
Yeah.
Okay. The people want to know, Will this particular radio network teach us how to buy houses?
Yes.
Will you also provide radio music with workout intention for a healthy lifestyle?
Yes.
Will this radio network be child friendly, where the children can actually, whether it's a teenager or a little kid, there will be black authored audiobooks that can be there for stimuli, actually just kind of going to sleep in the car on a journey? Will that be available for our children? Okay.
Yes.
So here's to all. Will senior citizens in our community who come from demographics of Islam as well as Christianity be able to have a platform that they can do, like when they cut on things on the radio in their childhood and they can hear Reverend Lewis, Minister Farrakhan, and they can hear a pastor through any type of co-op and partnerships that you have with pastors all around the world? Will that be available with the radio network?
Yes.
If someone wants to go to let's say they get, I got accepted into medical school. I am in need of funding a GoFundMe campaign, and this aligns with the mission statement. Would there be a platform on the radio show for philanthropists and college students and grant opportunities that's self-contained? Not asking foundations outside of the community, but the wealth within us to actually achieve these goals for our college students.
Yes, I think that way the money can circulate. I think people need to understand our money can circulate within our community. So yes, it's an option to have that. This is tailored towards our community. So it's very, very important for that.
Well, this list of black banks that has come out from all over the place suddenly be able to buy sponsorship ads with the radio network as to make it more self-actualized for people that have a normalcy in knowing what's available in the black banking system. Will you offer sponsorship for businesses that are black owned?
Yes.
So to everyone out there,
a lot of them have an affiliate program, yeah.
Thank you. Continue.
Yeah, you could actually, for all the list of black banks that came out, right? Each one of them usually has a rep. So I made contact and made some connections with a couple of banks, and I do have a relationship with them. So having that will help people understand, like, look, I have a direct contact, so that they can look for and connect with those banks and secure those partnerships. This is good. I like this.
So if you are listening out here and you are a person looking for a bank, you don't have a business, knowing that this sister and the information that's out here, a one-woman show, we got you. If you are a black-owned business, you should know by this point that to have the business is one thing, but to market it is what makes it successful. Contact ChandraGore.com, darling, for some more. Get this information. She has freely given to the people today, something that all of us can truly benefit from. And I want to know about these conversations with Chan. What's like your most viewed, most favorite video from those personal conversations?
The most viewed video, I don't even know.
What's your favorite one?
Like my one was Summer Wayans. The one I interviewed Summer Wayans. She is a second generation Wayans. She's also a doctor, but she's also a model. is amazing. Like, it's so funny because I've been seeing her pictures. I didn't know that she was a Wayne's. I had no idea she was a Wayne's.
Wow. You said she is a doctor, a model, a second generation Wayans. Oh, man, everybody got to go and watch that video. I'm definitely going to check it out. I encourage everyone. Summer Wayans. Ooh. And
when I tell you, she is so down to earth. But she's not a regular doctor. She's a therapist.
Perfect. When we come out of COVID, this entire earth is going to need a therapist. I tell you that.
Yes.
Before you leave us today, I want to ask you on behalf of everyone that's listening, what advice would you give to someone who wants to start a business?
Write your goals down and what you want to accomplish before you even start. Because if the first goal is money, I want to make a lot of money, then don't even open a business. Because you have to do something that you're passionate about. So if your first thing is money, I would get then don't do it.
Earlier this week, you participated in a virtual summit. Can you tell the people all about it?
So the virtual summit was to help other businesses that are people who wanted to start a business get refresher course or get knowledge on how to do so. I participated and I also worked behind the scenes on it because I believe in the project. And for me, it's like I'm investing my time into something that's worthwhile. And that virtual summit was exactly what people needed right now because it will take an idle mind and turn it into something productive. You know, and I think that
okay, I have a question from all the artists out here and people who have a business, and they're like, man, this sister sounds like she's expensive Oprah Winfrey. Can you actually guide us and usher us to that website and knowing what will it take? Because it scared money don't make money, and it take money to make money. How much is a consultation? And what would it look like as a business person to come in? How much should I have if I want to start the process of getting help?
Well, my initial consultation started at $75, right? But I do have your brain session where you can pay for 2 hours at a time at a reduced rate, and we can work through it that way. It's a subscription where you can pay, I think it's $125 a month, and you can have me, and you can have 15 minutes here, 30 minutes there. So if you're looking to start a business and you need some guidance and you don't have the budget to have a full-time consultant, that's the way to go, because you can budget $125 a month to automatically be billed, but you already have a bank of 2 hours that you can have me to yourself, right? Or if you want to do 4 hours, I think it's a little bit less, $225. So that would save the actual cost of having me on retainer before. You know, you'll ask you to be a reoccurring thing. You can bank the hours or you can use them every month. It's up to you. But when you go to ChandraBoatConsulting.com, you'll see the different things that I can help with. But to have start the conversation is $75, and you're getting in that, we'll figure out where you want to go and what you definitely need.
All right, people. The answers are here. And for anyone who might turn their mouth up at $75 or $125 or $225, truth be told, it's less than the cost of a pair of Jordans that will eventually wear out. Truth be told, you have spent that much money on a 4th of July feeding up a bunch of family members that came and you had to clean up everything. So to be self-invested is more important. Keep your eye on the prize. For everyone that's out there, you're getting this last bit of stimulus money, perhaps from 45. This is the time to take a portion of that which you would have tithed anyway, over to a Black-owned business in Queen Sunny Honey, I highly recommend Chandragore from www.chandragore.com. Click it in the link. Thank you so much for coming on to the show today. I hope that we can have you come back. I hope that the people write and just demand to hear more. And limitless blessings to you and yours, Miss Gore.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. You just made me restart my day, girl. Like, I was so serious. Like, I'm like, okay, let me update this website so that people could get to me a little, you know what I'm saying, that everything will be a little bit more polished.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.